Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson from the Order for Evening Prayer from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These reflections are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd Reformed Episcopal Church in Tyler, Texas.
Today is Tuesday of the Sunday next before Advent. The lesson is taken from Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 through 20.
I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Write these things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.
Who is Jesus Christ? There are many ways in which he has revealed himself to us, and all of them are important. Sometimes I think the dominant way contemporary Christians see Jesus is as a good friend. He's kind of just one of the guys, though definitely the leader of the pack. We can almost picture him in blue jeans, and we're sure he would never be caught dead wearing vestments. At other times, particularly in contemporary praise choruses, it's almost as if he's our lover, and we sing passionately about our feelings for him. But I like St. John's way of seeing him. Now, before we see Jesus as John saw him, we should remember a few things about this John. This is the same John who saw Jesus fishing with his brother James and Father Zebedee when Jesus called John to himself. This is the John who spent 3 years of his life following Jesus as a disciple, and the same John who saw the many miracles of Jesus and heard his teaching. He is the John who saw Jesus transfigured in all of his glory on the mountain, the John who witnessed his crucifixion, and the John who took Jesus' own mother in with him to his home. He is the disciple whom Jesus loved, and who reclined intimately on the breast of Jesus at the Last Supper. Because John hung out with Jesus for 3 years, and was one of the three closest friends of Jesus, we might expect John to see Jesus as he appeared to him when he was still on earth. We might expect him to see him as the one who now called him friend, and no longer a slave or servant. But how Jesus Christ actually reveals himself to John is so glorious, so awesome, so terrifying. That John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, when he sees him, falls at his feet as if dead. This is not a conscious act of prostration before Jesus that John commits. It's an unconscious, involuntary reaction that St. John has when he sees Jesus Christ in his glory. It is a reaction of fear, the kind of fear that makes a grown man who has seen persecution and has been exiled to Patmos quake in his knees and lose control of his bodily functions. What was it that John saw? Why would he have this reaction to one he loved so much and was so intimate with? What John saw was Jesus Christ as he is. What he saw was one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. What John saw was one whose head and hair were white as wool and as white as snow, and whose eyes were like a flame of fire. He saw one whose feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a fiery furnace, and what he heard was one whose voice was the sound of many waters. He saw the one who had seven stars in his hand and a sharp two-edged sword that is living and powerful and can pierce even to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and can discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. John saw all this, and one whose countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. So he fell at his feet as if dead. Is this the way we see Jesus Christ? Is this the way we come into his presence? I don't think it is most of the time, or for some of us, ever. It's important to realize that John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and as other parts of Revelation make clear, he is partaking of a heavenly worship service. John is seeing a vision of Jesus Christ as he is when he comes to us in our worship on the Lord's Day. But is this how we see him? Come as you are, we're told. We're a church that's for people just like you. Come in your blue jeans as Jesus would come. Come slurping your Starbucks and come at the last minute. Come with your head filled with your plans for what you'll do with what's left of your weekend. Come and talk to your neighbors. Come and sing happy, uplifting songs that will make you feel good about yourself and get you in the right mood. Come, sit casually and listen to a lecture about how to lead the good life, or an inspirational talk about how you can solve life problems and help yourself to the good and successful life that you deserve. Come be entertained by our light rock band and preacher who knows a lot of good jokes and anecdotes. The Jesus to whom John came, the resurrected, ascended Christ who sits enthroned on the right hand of God and is the King of Kings, surrounded in glory by the four living creatures and 24 elders, and a rainbow and lightning and thunderings and voices, is the same terrifying God that the Old Testament prophets saw. This Jesus Christ is the God of glory whom Moses saw on Mount Sinai when he saw the God of Israel, under whose feet was a pavement of sapphire, Exodus 24:10, and who made the top of the mountain a consuming fire, Exodus 24:17, and made Moses' face shine. The Jesus Christ that John saw was the one who holy Isaiah saw, surrounded by cherubim and seraphim, the sight of which made Isaiah cry out, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Isaiah 6:5. This is the Lord of glory, who Ezekiel saw, the one sitting on the throne, surrounded by angels and the living creatures, lightning and the noise of many waters and fire all around. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. When Ezekiel saw it, he fell on his face, Ezekiel 1:28. This Jesus Christ, whom John saw, and whose presence made John fall at his feet, this Jesus Christ is the resurrected and ascended Lord whom we worship. Let us come into his presence, seeing him for who he is. This is the Lord who has revealed himself to us. Mercifully, he is also the same Lord who laid his right hand on John and said to him, "Do not be afraid." And so, knowing that we come before a terrible consuming fire who makes us want to fall down dead, we also come boldly before the throne of grace. This same Jesus, who is the Shekinah glory and is heaven itself, is also the one who was born a baby and made man for us. Let us come before him today and every day, both with fear and trembling, with praise and thanksgiving, and with quiet confidence in his mercy and goodness to us.
Give Us This Day Evening Edition is a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.